Syria has slammed as false and completely baseless recent reports claiming that Syrian warplanes have hit targets along the borders with Lebanon. Reports on Monday said that Syrian warplanes had fired four missiles at barns allegedly used by foreign-backed armed insurgents in a remote desert area of the northeastern Lebanese town of Arsal. The region, which is under the political control of the U.S.-backed Future Movement, is a mountainous area infamous for weapons smuggling and influx of militants. Syria claims that these reports were propagated by those countries who have adopted hostile policies towards it since the beginning of the unrest. A prominent Lebanese politician has explained to Press TV that Syria has been quite patient.
When one is hit, he hits back. No one can deny the presence of Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Lebanon, especially with the presence of some Lebanese political parties facilitating their work.
Syria's foreign ministry sent a memorandum to the Lebanese government last Thursday protesting the large numbers of terrorists using the Lebanese border to cross into Syria. The Syrian government called on Lebanon to prevent the armed militants from violating Syrian sovereignty and targeting the Syrian people. The letter added that though the Syrian forces have exercised self-restraint so far and have not yet struck at armed gangs inside Lebanese territories, the Syrian patience is not limitless.
According to international laws and treaties, Syria is entitled to defend its sovereignty in any means possible. Strategically speaking, Syria was a bit too patient. Such a move would have been convenient around 8 months ago, before the operations led from Lebanon against it increased drastically.
Though the Lebanese government has publicly sidelined itself from the unrest in Syria and is committed to a dissociation policy, many incidents breaching this policy were recorded by anti-Damascus camps in Lebanon. In November 2012, around 21 Lebanese men were ambushed by Syrian forces and killed in the Syrian town of Tel Kelah. The militants hailed from extremist Salafist backgrounds and had ties with groups known for their ideological affinity to Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, in April of the same year, a ship laden with around 150 tons of heavy, medium, and light arms bound for insurgents in Syria was intercepted off the northern Lebanese coast, raising fears that anti-Assad political groups in Lebanon are using the country as the main gate for weapons smuggling into Syria.
Fighters are crossing in, arms are being smuggled, and you have safe havens for militants in some regions. The Syrians are saying they were committed to bombarding regions along the borders. Though, if Lebanon does not step up its efforts in controlling the borders, I believe we'll be witnessing bombarding of targets inside Lebanon's depth, mainly in the north.
Analysts warn that Lebanon's risk of being dragged into the Syrian violence are increasing by the minute, especially as the world's fastest-growing Al-Qaeda offshoot, Al-Nusra Front, is reportedly seeking to establish a parallel base in Lebanon to mirror the one currently fighting in Syria. The infiltration of a large number of foreign-backed insurgents into Syria through the Lebanese border has sparked a harsh response from Damascus. It has already warned that it will no longer compromise its security and stability. Reporting from the outskirts of the Bekaa region of Arsal, Altaf Ahmed, Press TV.